Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you recently updated one of your smart devices? Laptop, desktop, phone. It'll tell you that you need to download a program and then reboot. And why is that? Well, there's always something new coming along that they want to update to, but then there's also fixes against someone who could come in and sabotage the system. Well, when is the last time you updated your own psyche, your personal internal set point for success? Because it is being updated, and it's either going to be done by you for your benefit or from someone else. And even if they have your best interests in mind, it is going to be done in a way that they think you should operate instead of the way that actually brings you out at your very best, because it's what you decided to do. So how do you update your set point? Well, first, let's talk about what a set point is. You have set points for thousands of operations that you engage in every single day. How to take a shower, how to brush your teeth, what you're going to have for your meals, driving the car or other transportation to get where it is that you're wanting to go, how you decide what you're going to wear for the day. All of these things already have an operation in place that you rely on subconsciously, known as your habits and patterns, for it to take place automatically. You don't give a lot of thought to it because you need to be thinking about other things that are more significant on how to turn that destiny and those dreams into your everyday reality. So you have all of these set points. But did you know that after age 13, those set points cannot be upgraded without action? In fact, think of it like this. You know the Fisher-Price baby toy where it's got a white base and then a yellow cone and you put the rings over it? This is something that I've been working with all of my private clients right now, working with them on. And let's say that there's a purple ring at the bottom, and then there is a yellow ring in the middle, and maybe a blue ring at the top, and then the very top one, the cap, is a red one, okay? Now, the baby soon learns that if you put that red one on first, none of the others will go on. Well, at age 13, you actually got capped, which basically says that for you to improve or increase upon a set point that you had accepted by that time, you must have those other rings in place. That very first ring is implementation for impact. That's that purple ring. The next ring up is going to be motivated through your stories. And the ring above that is going to be your focus. That's why I like the color blue for that one. It brings a lot of clarity. And then red, yeah, we can stop. We've got it capped. So implementation for impact. To increase a set point, your subconscious says, what are you using right now that is already in your environment to take action on this? Are you waiting for everything to be in place, or are you going ahead and using what you have?
So for example, if you've been in my world for a while, you know I live in a fixer-upper, and I have three garden boxes that are on the ground that run the length of my house. They're a couple of feet wide, a couple of feet tall, and each one, I don't know, maybe about 30, 40 feet long, okay? Two of them need to be ripped out. I'm keeping one of them. So the other day I'm looking at them and I'm like, yeah, I know I need to get started on this. Let's go. Now I have a shovel, but I don't have any type of wheelbarrow. I don't have a garden cart. I didn't even have a large bucket. What I did have was one of those square plastic ice cream buckets, you know, the kind that holds like 3 gallons of ice cream. And I had been using those a couple of years ago whenever I was painting to hold different rollers in, and I had one left over. And I'm like, that'll do. Now, you could say, Dawn, that's a little crazy to move the dirt in one of those flower boxes that is that big just by an ice cream bucket. It's not that I'm going to be implementing this way forever. It is that I am giving my subconscious mind the proof that it needs to improve my set point, to find everything in my environment that can assist me. I'm proving to it I'm ready for that. And so I spent a couple of hours moving dirt, breaking everything up, putting it in the little ice cream bucket, throwing it over into the other box that I'm going to keep that's kind of low on dirt. Now, let me share with you then how this trickles over to the stories that we tell ourselves, how it actually moves up. I like to say, reach greater heights of success with less effort. If you were to think of a pyramid, very similar to what our Fisher-Price toy is forming, and that each level up takes less work than the level below. So moving up to the next level, where we are motivated by our stories. Once we begin to implement for impact, going, I want this, and I am ready to use what's in my environment. I'm not going to wait for conditions to be correct across the board. This is significant enough that I can use what I've got in my hands. Well, it was the second day that I was working on the flower box that somebody I had gone no contact with for 2 years shows up at my front door. Why did I go and see? Because they have narcissistic tendencies that are uncontrollable, and I was no longer going to pay the price for their pain. They show up at my front door. And at the front door is exactly where they stayed. 5-minute conversation, me going, yeah, you know, it's just not a good time. And them going, oh, well, wanted to give you an update, what's going on in our life. By the way, never once asked how I was doing or what was going on in my world, because those with narcissistic tendencies don't care. They're just looking for their own audience to be able to flash their achievements. So concluded the conversation, closed the door, getting ready to head out into my yard when I'm going, oh yeah. See, my subconscious automatically said, for the work that I am putting into my home to make it beautiful, you've got to earn the right to be in it. And they had not earned any right, which is the reason why they didn't get to step inside. And then from there, it is going to be our focus. So you have your RAS, your reticular activating system, and it is going to scan your environment 24/7. It's going to look for 4 things. The first thing is what's painful. The second thing is what's harmful or betrayal. Then after that, it's going to go, what's valuable in this situation? And then what's unique about you to make it happen? We want to get to the top two as quick as possible after we have satisfied those bottom two, pain and harmful, or what's could be betrayal. And so my RAS is now scanning the environment going, okay, what do we need in order to make this easier? And that's when I realized that the fence that I'm wanting to have put in is going to run where these boxes are going. And that whoever is going to assist me by putting in my fence, that's going to be a professional, can probably wind up finishing up these boxes. I'll still need to get the one that I'm wanting to keep completed, but the other two very well could be handled by a professional. And then now my set point is capped as far as I begin the work and things will become easier and easier until they become automatic. Unfortunately, your set point could be updated for someone else's or by someone else's sabotage. This is when they want you to do for them at your expense. And this is when hypnosis comes in, because we work with putting a boundary around you. It's actually known as your bubble of brilliance. A boundary around you where you don't even have to be consciously aware of what's going on, but your subconscious now knows that that bubble of brilliance will allow you to be informed by others' actions without being infected. That it will hold everything that is bright and magnificent about you. You take that wherever you go, but no one is allowed to cross that boundary and take that magnificence and that brilliance for themselves. One of my clients, Miss J, yeah, girl, I'm talking about you, has moved beyond solving problems and way into designing a life. She had someone that was assisting her with a really big project until they weren't, until they tried to start sabotaging it. And that's when she realized she was being informed by what they were doing. And her bubble then kicked in and said, yeah, you're not going to take anything from us. If you do not add to the value in my life, then you can wait till you do. And that actually kept someone from entering her environment in a way that was going to steal the success that she had worked so hard on. And it happened automatically, normally, naturally. So if you're ready to update your set point for success, then first you need to look at your implementation actions for impact. What is in your environment right now that you can use? Then your motivator story, as far as, yeah, I'm willing to put forth the effort so it can become easier for us the higher up we go. Then your focus, as far as what's valuable in this situation, what's unique about me to make it happen. And then that will lead to a set point upgrade. If I can assist you with the hypnosis so you can reach greater heights of success with less effort, reach out. So until we get together again, enjoy the journey just as much as you do the arrival. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.